Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Tiki on vacation for most of this week, I believe. Evan will be back tomorrow. Junkin' Irishman did bring up on Twitter, wasn't Evan Roberts just off for 5 weeks in Europe? I think he's really treating his role like he is the new Mike Francesa. So I think that is accurate.
Yeah, he was so, like, in his feels about taking today off.
Yeah,
like
he felt guilty.
He kept trying to justify taking what he calls a random day off. No, it's just a day off. People take days off. You don't even have to call it a random day off. He's like, thankfully I took, this is last night, thankfully I took tomorrow off because I have two kids with me at SummerSlam. You're not in Siberia. You're in New
Jersey. And it's okay to take
days
off.
And it's fine, but he just always feels, and it's something we're going to talk about in a little bit, was his Super Bowl, by the way, that the Giants put out there. That you talk about, yeah. Nobody knows the history of the station more than Evan, and goes down the rabbit holes of clips and old bits like Evan. For that to come out today, for him not to be here, I'm sure he's going to do it tomorrow too, is probably eating at him.
Yeah, and we'll get to what you're teasing, but I did want to bring up Evan. There was a point this morning, I'm not going to lie to you, that I forgot I was kind of in the Evan role. You were in the Tiki role.
Some work
today.
Ethic. You forgot that you're sitting here in the afternoon drive. We're sitting in a studio that was, well, they didn't sit in here, but, well, Mike did, but Dog did, and Craig and Evan and Teak now and everybody, and you forgot?
Because it's a one-off. Evan's in all week, but Evan texted in our group chain. We have, the show group text that goes on, and he texted something about Russell Wilson, which I want to talk about now, but it stuck with me for like a good hour this morning. I was working out, insert joke here, doing this. And then it hit me. I was like, wait a minute, Evan's out today. He had texted like he wanted our thoughts to do that as a topic today.
Yes.
Now I'm going to do it as the topic anyway. Russell Wilson yesterday appeared at SummerSlam at MetLife Stadium, which from all the MetLife Stadium haters, boy, did you have your weekend, because I checked in to see how it looked, and I watched last night's Cena match.
Yeah.
Boy, did MetLife Stadium play even uglier for wrestling on TV.
Yeah, but are you surprised, though? It's just gross looking.
I do think we overrate how bad a misstep MetLife Stadium's in. Like, when I'm in MetLife Stadium, it's fine, but it looks, it just looks ugly. It looked even uglier with a wrestling ring inside of it. But that's neither here nor there. That's not even my main point. My main point is Russell Wilson appears last night.
Shocking.
He's got a Giants wrestling belt. He's leaning into the whole Russell Wilson thing.
Yeah.
And I saw Awful announcing a couple others put the video out. It is not overwhelming at all, but there's some boos for Russell Wilson. It's definitely more boos than any other reaction. It's either a non-reaction or boos is the video. And I think Evan's take was going to be, boy, Giant fans turning on Russell Wilson, they want Dart already. Not my take. Here's the unfortunate truth about an event like SummerSlam over the last few nights.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
There are outliers to every fan base. So I'm not telling you this stands for every single person in the fan base. That is your disclaimer.
Okay.
That being said, we all know these people. If you are not somebody that attends wrestling events without children. Now,
hold on a second.
Hold on.
Wait. Before you even say that, because I have to defend my fellow brethren in the wrestling community. The overwhelming majority of people that go to wrestling events don't bring their children. It is very popular in adults, 18 to 49,
well, that's my
and
issue,
even
Tommy.
Older, and you don't necessarily have to have children with you.
Tommy, if you're not bringing your kids, it's not a father-son thing, or a mother-son, mother-daughter, father-son, whatever.
Basically, because I go to wrestling events. Got it.
I believe you hit a point in life, whether it's right out of high school, maybe it's in high school, and we all do, where you start making a decision about Monday Night Raw versus Monday Night Football. Now, people watch Raw on delay now. Things are a little different. And those who prefer the wrestling, I think when it comes to the football world,
those that prefer the wrestling,
somebody that would take hard-earned money and go to SummerSlam without kids last night as a grown adult, generally speaking in this town, are going to be Jet fans, Cowboy fans, or dare I even say maybe some Eagle fans travel up the turnpike. The New York Giants, for all their warts, their fan base is a much more mature and sophisticated fan base overwhelmingly, and they are not the type that is going to go plunk down money and go watch grown men wrestle to a script.
Huh.
So the reason Russell Wilson got booed last night is, no, Evan, it's not because Giants fans were there booing him. It's because, like it or not, and I know there's going to be some Jet fans turned off by this, and it's not a shot at all of you. Generally speaking, less mature adults go to wrestling as adults. Okay, and those less mature individuals generally find themselves as Cowboy and Jet fans.
So you're saying,
so to speak,
the Giant fan that has always been known as, you know, blue collar, Jersey and Long Island guys. Yeah. Now you have them as, like, you know, high fluting society.
More mature, yes.
Like they're putting their dogs in their purse and they're more likely to be at the U.S. Open tennis than at a wrestling event.
You're thinking of this the
wrong
way.
Well, that's the way I took it. And by the way,
they got better things to do on a Saturday and Sunday in the summertime than be at SummerSlam, where the Jet fan is basically funneling beers in the parking lot, still searching for a significant other, and hanging out with their bros until they're 45 years old, bringing, you know, Michael Clemens shows up with the baseball bat, which, you know, the Jets are synonymous with wrestling.
They're not
going to
find their significant other in the parking lot of a wrestling event. I would probably venture that guess. Nice try. I think that I know what you're doing, and I feel like the better take and the more, you know, sane take and the more mature take is that when WWE puts on a WrestleMania or, in this case, a SummerSlam, it does attract a lot of people that aren't living in that state. It's a destination. So to your point, although I'll say it a lot nicer, you probably did have a lot of Philly fans there. There's Cowboy fans everywhere. Jet fans, of course, and why would they like Russell Wilson, et cetera, et cetera. I would guess it's not like he was at the Garden and got booed, even though that could be touristy too. I would guess the majority of the fans that booed Russell Wilson were non-Giant fans, because I don't understand why a Giant fan
Giant
would
fans
boo.
Wouldn't boo.
They wouldn't boo him. But this idea
they
that
might
a
boo him
Giant...
In a month. Yeah, they boo him now.
Right. And this idea that a Giant fan is somehow above going to a wrestling event.
Most are.
And you look down at wrestling like it's, and I understand, oh, it's the guys that live with their parents and they have, you know, neck beards and they live, you know, in their mom's basement and they watch Murder, She Wrote and there's plastic on the couch. I understand that's the, oh, and by the way, when you look at the wrestling fans here, it's hard to argue it outside of me.
Yeah.
But, so I get where you're coming from. But I think that's a little bit of a low blow. I know we're talking wrestling, but I think that was a little bit of a low blow. And
low
a shot
blow.
At the Jet fan. And I thought you had, I don't want to use the wrong word here again.
It's not a shot
again,
at Jet fans.
I thought you rehabbed your relationship with Jet fans.
Well,
no, you just basically said that none of them are married, and they're looking for chicks in a parking lot that's at an event with 95% males at it.
You missed the disclaimer. I said there are outliers in every fan base, and there's plenty of Jet fans right now listening to me going, he's absolutely correct. Unfortunately, a lot of adults that go to these big wrestling events without kids, some would say they're not normal human beings.
I do that, though. I do that.
Point proven?
What part of me, I am the epitome, that's probably the right word, of normal. I don't have children, all right? I'll be 40 in a couple weeks. Please send me money.
40 without kids, okay. Yep, go on.
Yeah. And I love wrestling, and I've always loved wrestling.
Are you having a 41st birthday party without your wife taking friends to Nashville this weekend?
No, because I'm turning 40, dummy. So
you turned 40, okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
So right, are you asking me, am I going on a bro trip?
Yeah.
None yet. None of your business. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I do what I do, you do what you do. You don't have to worry about what I'm doing. That's number one. Number two, I go to wrestling events, and I don't find in any way it to be embarrassing, and I don't think that just because you're a Jet fan, what fan bases did you insult here? Jet fans?
Cowboys for sure.
Well, I'm not going to defend a Cowboy fan. I'll defend you, the Jet fan, even though Positive Tommy was fired from the Jets last year, although that was by Evan, not by the Jet fan.
Just saying, they're not...
This was just a veiled attempt, I think that was the right word, to take a shot at... The
it's
Jet
not taking
fan.
A shot. I
yes,
like the
is.
Jet fan. I do. I like
you
the Jet fan.
You basically said that they're on, you know, dating sites, and they took a break from that to go watch a bunch of guys in spandexes and girls, too, roll around and
I'm sorry.
Fake
do you,
fight.
Do you think the adults last night booing Russell Wilson are not on dating websites and basically waiting to draft Justin Fields on the fantasy team right now? Do you think that those are not those
well,
people?
Well, again, I don't know. What are you, Brad Pitt? Buddy, from where I'm sitting, you should be lucky that somebody decided to get married and have children with you. You're not exactly walking around here chiseled out of granite. You're not Tiki. So this idea that you, of all people, are going to insult someone's dating life or their looks or their ability to attract the opposite sex, when you sit there and you look like, you know, if my thumb or if my big toe had a mouth, it would look like you. I really don't understand, like, where you're coming from here, other than to take a shot at the Jets.
I have been ugly for the better part of my life.
Right.
I have
You've
always,
been fatter longer than you've been bald.
I've maybe always been meant to look 40, and I'm closing in, and it feels great.
Okay.
888.
Can I just say one quick thing, because we're having a little fun here. I think last night, though, proved even further. This is just my take, because I know you're higher on it than, or more open to it than I am. Russell Wilson is here to be a celebrity. That's it. If he happens to win games, fine. I'm not saying he's not taking the right preparation or doesn't want to be the starting quarterback. But Russell Wilson is on the Giants in New York City to be seen at events, to grow his brand, and to be a celebrity and a star. That's it. That's why he is here. And maybe they catch a little bit of the lightning in a bottle, or they turn back the clock with him, and the Giants win some games, and he's the starting quarterback, you know, through the year, and they make the playoffs. That would be amazing. I'm certainly rooting for that. But it just feels like the guy cares more about being seen at these events than he does being the quarterback.
I think those two things go hand in hand. I think he's definitely looking for that, but I think he's looking to make plays. But He got booed. I hope you Jet and Cowboy fans that did that enjoyed yourselves at SummerSlam.